Let us turn now to interest rate swaps and forward rate agreements, which can be used to trade the uncertain future interest rate against a fixed rate which is determined in advance. In a plain vanilla swap, two parties agree to exchange a fixed for a floating set of payments, this without ever exchanging the notional principal. The payments occur at the end of every accrual period, which spans from the reset to the payment time. So much for the definition. What does this mean? For example, you may have a loan to service at the spot rate, which, of course, you don't know in advance. This goes very well until the interest rate becomes very large, which will create difficulties maybe for you to service. Instead of having this risk of high interest rate in the future, you may prefer to pay a fixed amount which is agreed upon in advance. And therefore, you may turn over to me, who will sell you a swap. That means we will exchange the fixed amount of payment which you would like to pay every month for a floating leg which I will pay instead of you. You see that there is two legs in this contract. A fixed leg, which is proportional to the notional principal, proportional to the accrual period, and proportional to the fixed rate, which we will agree upon. In the floating leg, which I will service, the stream of payment is proportional to the notional principal again, the accrual period again, but now also proportional to the unknown future interest rate. How much are each of these legs worth at the beginning of the accrual period? In fact, to obtain this value, you have to discount back in time from the payment of the floating leg back to the beginning of the accrual period. If you do that and you discount back the floating leg, you arrive at an expression giving the present value, or the value at the beginning of the accrual period, of the floating leg. Now, let's do a little trick and compare this value, which has just been calculated, with a portfolio that is long one bond and short another bond with a slightly longer expiry or maturity date. If you calculate the value of such a portfolio, you see that you arrive almost at the same amount. In fact, except for the notional principal which scaled the expression, it is exactly the same amount if you substitute here for a simple compounding of the interest rates. That shows, in fact, that the portfolio is equal to the value of the floating leg at the beginning of the accrual period divided by the notional principal. This allows us to easily calculate the a priori unknown interest rate at the beginning of the accrual period in terms of a known quantity. No surprise, the unknown interest rate is in fact equal to the projected forward rate, which we introduced in the previous section. You see, in strong analogy with the forward price in a forward contract, we can now define an equilibrium swap rate so that the fixed and the floating legs are equal at the beginning when the contract is written, so that we don't need to exchange any money to begin with. Let us take an example with a forward rate agreement, which is in fact only a one-period swap. So it's a particularly simple way of writing a swap, a forward rate agreement. a 2/5 forward rate agreement is in fact a swap which starts in 2 months and finishes in 5 months' time. This will, for example, generate the following sequence of events. On Wednesday, the 2nd of February, you turn over to me and we agree to write a forward rate agreement for 1 million euros for an equilibrium rate which is 6%. The seller takes the risk, that means I will take the risk and you will pay a fixed amount to me. On Friday the 31st March, just before the beginning of the accrual period, we will settle on what is the spot rate and we'll take, for example, the 3 months LIBOR, which may turn out to be only 5%. That means you will still have to pay 6% to me, and I will now only need to pay 5% to the market because the interest rate fell. So even though you are the buyer, you will now in fact make a deficit. How much is the difference now between the floating and the fixed leg? If you calculate this, you will arrive at 2,523 euros. Therefore, now over the entire accrual period, which spans from Tuesday the 4th of April to Wednesday the 5th of July, I will take the payment of this spot rate at the LIBOR rate, and at the end of the period, on Wednesday the 5th of July, you, the buyer, will pay me, the seller, the 2,523 euros we agreed upon at the beginning of the accrual period. That's the principle of a forward rate agreement and is in fact the prototype for what will occur with multiple accrual periods in a swap. In Europe, swaps are traded with more than 12 currencies still through the swap peer system, which is a multilateral clearing which is housed by the London Clearing House. In 2002, there was more than $100 trillion outstanding in swaps. That's 10 to the 14th US dollars in swaps which are outstanding worldwide. That's a real mountain of risk and shows you how important this swap is in the credit market. If I summarize this section on swaps and also on bonds, a holder of a swap hopes that the spot rate will rise above the forward rate. In this case, he will make a profit. On the contrary, a bondholder, in fact, would prefer the interest rates to fall because his bond will get more and more expensive since the bond pays a fixed amount determined in advance. So you see, that's exactly the opposite interest of the two holders.